Weekend watch, peak heat, an active wildfire, and events worth braving the evening for. Saturday is forecast as the peak of the heat event. Inland Valley communities, El Cajon, La Mesa, Escondido, Poway, San Marcos, face mid-90s to around 105 degrees near the foothills. Mountain communities could see highs as extreme as 115 to 120 degrees. Coastal areas including San Diego, Carlsbad, Chula Vista, Encinitas, and Oceanside sit under a heat advisory with highs in the mid-80s to around 90 in higher coastal terrain. The extreme heat warning runs through 8 p.m. Sunday, after which temperatures are expected to ease back toward normal along the coast and in the valleys, though mountain and desert areas will remain roughly 5 degrees above normal with increasing monsoonal moisture. The Thorn Fire near Boulevard, 1,201 acres, 10% containment, is the situation to watch most closely as peak heat and fire weather conditions converge Saturday. Evacuation orders remain in place across 10 zone codes, with a shelter at Golden Acorn Casino in Campo and Interstate 8 reduced to a single lane through the affected area. For those finding ways to stay cool indoors or venture out in the evening hours, the weekend offers several options. Art Walk Liberty Station returns for its 21st year, running through Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. at 2751 Dewey Road, featuring more than 175 regional and Mexican artists alongside a beer and wine garden, food trucks, and live music. The San Diego Symphony presents the music of John Williams tonight at 7:30 p.m. downtown, where the waterfront typically catches a sea breeze. The second annual Padres Pickleball Classic runs Saturday and Sunday at Barnes Tennis Center, with tournament winners honored at an August 8th Petco Park game. La Jolla Music Society's Summerfest 2026 opens tonight and runs through August 29th at the Conrad, offering 50 free learning and engagement activities, including open rehearsals and workshops. The Serbian Summer Folk Fest marks its 35th anniversary throughout the weekend at St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The major stories to track heading into next week: the August 3rd Padres trade deadline, with the team 2 games back of a wild card spot and potentially active as buyers; the Thorn Fire's trajectory through Saturday's peak conditions; and the Lemon Grove Tenant Protection Ordinance vote on August 21st. The October 1st San Diego Unified Attendance Census, while weeks away, will ultimately be the most consequential number to watch from this week's education coverage.